Certain polling places are set to open this week for early voting ahead of Tuesday's primary election. Tulsa plans to continue a program that takes stock of neighborhood issues. And Oklahoma receives low rankings for childhood factors. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, June 10th. I'm Deborah Schar. Early voting for the June 16th primary election is available tomorrow through Saturday. Natalie Armour has details on the ballot.
All voters will see State Question 832 on the ballot, which would gradually increase Oklahoma's minimum wage to $15 by 2029. Partisan primaries will feature Republican, Democratic, and Libertarian candidates to face off in the November general election. All primaries are closed this year, so you can only vote in your registered party. Candidates for governor, House and Senate, and Attorney General will face off to represent their respective parties in November. Some races are so crowded, though, that if no candidate receives a majority, they'll also have to run in an August runoff. In Oklahoma City, I'm Natalie Armour.
To find your polling location, visit the Oklahoma Voter Portal website. State lawmakers approved $15 million to prepare Oklahoma City for hosting upcoming Olympic events. The state budget deal allocates the funding for the Department of Commerce to cover expenses like infrastructure and transportation. OKC is set to host the canoe slalom and softball competitions for 16 days in July 2028. Officials say more than 500,000 visitors are expected in Oklahoma City during the Olympic events. The city of Tulsa is sticking with a program designed to clean up neighborhoods. Ben Abrams reports on the outcomes of the test run.
Tulsa Mayor Monroe Nichols and City Councilor Jackie Dutton announced the Neighborhood Conditions Index, which was launched as a pilot program last year, will continue permanently. The NCI was developed by City Hall as a way of evaluating the well-being of neighborhoods by 9 categories, including blight, the state of local parks, and public transit access. Abandoned houses cropped up as a primary concern during the pilot. Nichols says he wants to reduce blight in vulnerable communities without pricing existing residents out.
The goal is not to gentrify neighborhoods. The goal is to make sure that folks who are in the neighborhood have great options to stay in their neighborhood.
The program has only worked with 3 communities so far. A public meeting is scheduled for June 18th at Martin Regional Library to get feedback from residents about the next round of evaluations. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
The 2026 Kids Count Data Book puts Oklahoma in 44th place for child well-being. KGOU's Jack Walters has more on the findings.
Kids Count is a nationwide report of data collected by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The data is used to get a feel for how children are faring across the country. Oklahoma did not place in the top half for any of the 4 major categories. The state placed 30th in economic well-being, 37th in health, 43rd in family and community, and 48th in education. This places Oklahoma at 44th for overall child well-being, an improvement over last year's placement of 46th. Oklahoma scored 126 points in education, putting it ahead of only Alaska and New Mexico. The state's highest score was in economic well-being, but still below the national average. I'm Jack Walters.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.